You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You're now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. The whole crew is here, minus my man Red August. He's taking care of grown folks' business, so salute to the homie. My man Jay Moore is in the building. How are you, sir? Poloed out. I see you.
You know, just a little something. You know, I'm not something light.
You're doing a little extra tonight. You got a polo joint on. You got a fancy water bottle.
You know, how it's water. How fancy can it be, really?
I mean, it's in glass, though, my brother.
I mean, it's a glass bottle. How fancy could glass really be?
Yeah, I don't see that at Big Lots.
You buy your water from Big Lots?
Don't y'all front? We fronting on Big Lots?
I didn't see some water in glass bottles at Big Lots.
I haven't seen any water glass bottles in Big Lots. But if they got them, shout out to Big Lots.
They're not a sponsor, so we're not shouting
them out. Oh, never mind. Well, I'll check it out for myself. My man Longevity's in the building. How are you, sir?
Doing all right, man. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
A little under the weather a little bit, but yeah, doing all right.
There's a lot of weather changes. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Take your vitamins, man.
Please take them. The weather change gets vitamin me every
E
time.
And vitamin C.
There you go.
Do y'all mess with a little
D3, I mean.
Elderberry? Did y'all get elderberry down on elderberry? You know, especially during the,
Elderberry helped me when I had that thing.
Yeah, so.
So,
get involved with that.
I haven't had to deal with that, knock on wood. So, I went out and took care of business, so I hadn't had it since then. My man DJ J. Div, what's happening, man?
Salutations.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm well. Take my vitamins.
Good.
Flintstone.
You take the Flintstone?
Did y'all ever actually take the Flintstone vitamins when you did?
They were nasty.
They was trash.
I don't know. Flintstone vitamins were all right to me.
Maybe they were not.
They taste like
chalky.
Jolly Ranchers to you?
I mean, like for a vitamin, I thought they was all right.
Nah, them was trash.
I didn't like them.
It was trash.
I actually preferred the vitamin C vitamins over the Flintstones.
Go ahead and take my one-a-day Barney Rubble.
My daddy was country, though, man. Made me take cod liver oil and a spoonful. Yeah. I ain't get sick, though. But he,
you know,
like, come
something,
here.
You know, I know you speak of people from the low country from time to time.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of people who, like, they would take, like, just like a teaspoon of kerosene?
Heard about it.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, heard about it. My mom and them talk about that.
And
yeah.
It kept them from getting really, really sick. And, you know, people stay. You know, you can't be out here ODing on kerosene. You know what I'm saying?
No.
The substitute for kerosene now is called Bacardi 151.
Wow.
You can't even fit that anymore.
What's really?
No, you can't get 151. Well, trust me, I know.
Man, what that Bacardi 151 had a whole filter cap under the regular cap.
Yeah.
Then where you sound like
just like a gas pump.
No,
like a distributor, brother. What you mean?
No,
you
know? And the thing is, like, they, you know, because some people would try to do tricks with it and set it on fire and that was the problem. And so that's why you know you can't fire 151 anymore.
It'll sit on fire now.
No, it's not.
We had my grandmother used to have us eat a little dab of Vicks Vapor Rub when we got sick.
It was called Vicks. They got a country.
Eat?
They got,
eat.
Yes. There's a country.
The Vaseline.
Version.
The Vicks Vaseline.
The what you're supposed to be rubbing on your chest and under your nose.
You did all. You had to rub it on your chest, your feet,
your feet.
Neck, and have a little taste of it, too.
Down, like, deep in the South, it's called, don't do that long, it's called Vicks Sass.
Yeah,
so,
man.
You take it, like he said, you take a little bit and your mama's going to make you swallow that.
Now, my mama didn't make me do it. My grandmother.
It was granny that did?
So if I rub a vitamin on my skin.
Oh, my God. I knew he was going to say that. That's stupid. I knew he was going to say that.
I don't think vitamins have the solve or salve.
He knows that.
Yeah.
It's just going to absorb into my
can
lungs.
Can I melt a vitamin and rub it on?
Can I rub it on myself?
I don't know. You can go inhale some eucalyptus or something like that.
But that's inhaling. You know, it's like.
Yes, Lone, go over to the stove and take some Flintstone vitamins and melt them down and then rub them on your chest. Ball.
I got some. I'll be right back. All right.
Let's talk about Noriega, the co-host, but he actually talked the most on Drink Champs. Shout out to DJ EFN. I feel bad for him sometimes, but he does.
He doesn't talk very much at all, ever.
But he was super drunk on this last one.
Or he
just normally slurs his words.
Oh,
like
no,
that.
We going. He was fighting his teeth on this one.
Was he?
Yeah, because he slurred when they about to fall out. It just get real sloshy with how he talks. So he was fighting his teeth.
Fighting his teeth.
I've never heard that before.
Definitely fighting his teeth. But he has backtracked ever since. He said, please call him that. Came through and sat down for almost 4 hours, if I'm timing it right, from what I saw on the re-upload. You know,
three and a half.
Three and a half? Okay, Terry says three and a half. trust his judgment. But he pretty much apologized and was like, man, I didn't agree with a lot of stuff that he said, but I didn't want to have a Birdman issue and have him walk out because Kanye made some type of ultimatum, which I'd have to read to see what it was. And Nori basically was like, man, and he was just gassing himself up about the views and, oh, man, it's about to be lit and all that. So he basically
said it was.
It was. Mm-hmm. From one of the clips I saw, which was ridiculous. But I say that to say it was about 3.5 hours and they got all the views. And then he wants to come back and be like, I should have. And Lone has some of the audio. We'll play some of that and then we'll kind of jump in and see what you guys think about that decision.
All right. So let's.
We're trying something new here, y'all.
Trying something new.
Bear with us here, y'all. This is live.
Let's do some live reacts, okay? See if we can hear everything.
Something's moving.
Turn the volume actually on.
Friend to the room. N-O-R-E, Nori. Good morning.
Good morning, man. You know, I'm up every morning listening to y'all, just so y'all know. To keep my skills sharp.
Well, we appreciate you for checking in.
Nori said he wanted to call in. What's the word, Nori? Talk to us.
You know, I just want to be honest. I support freedom of speech. I support anybody, you know, not being censored, but I do not support anybody being hurt. I did not realize that the George Floyd statements on my show was so hurtful. And you got to realize it was the first 5 minutes of the show. Like when he walked in, he told my producer, he said that if he'll stop filming, that he'll walk out. So I didn't want a Birdman moment. I didn't want a Birdman moment with y'all, like, you know, where Birdman walked out.
So first of all, freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. I see people say this all the time. Mm-hmm. About freedom of speech, but freedom of speech is about
the government.
Yeah, it's about the government. It's about like tyranny from the government. It's not about like us talking to each other and stuff like that. So I just kind of wanted to make that clarification.
Freedom of speech does not. Freedom of speech is not about freedom from consequences.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you can say whatever you want. Like I said, it comes with a consequence, and it comes with a lot of other problems, which we'll get into.
Yep. Yeah. That thing rolling. He gets into it.
I wanted the man to speak, but later on, like, I actually checked him about the George Floyd's comments. I actually checked him about the White Lives Matter, but it was so later in the episode, and it was so like, you know, I was already inebriated at that time that maybe people looked over it. Mm-hmm. But I apologize to the George Floyd family. I apologize to anybody that was hurt by Kanye West's comments. Although I do support free speech, I am black, and I'm with Tamika Mallory. I'm with Until Freedom. I'm with Mike Son. That's who I am. In fact, I called Mike Son and asked
after
for
the fact.
Never mind.
Because that's what I wanted to have on when Kanye said he was coming through here. We actually posted it and then saw that this was the wrong edit. Took it down and then it got reposted again with those same comments that was there. So it was a mistake on our behalf, on our team behalf, because we don't edit nothing. I think NBA does.
Let me ask y'all this. The idea of apologizing after sitting for 3.5 hours and, you know, I'm not going to say vouching for, but pretty not also not pressing him at all. This is what I'm hearing. I haven't seen all of the interview. I'm just going.
He
off
did, though. I mean, this is the PC moment.
OK,
he runs. Okay. He runs a platform.
Right.
Which he allowed Kanye West to get on and just say whatever he wanted to say. Mind you, he was supposed to be on the shop. The shop decided not to air the whole episode,
which they had the right to.
And I thought that was spectacular.
That's smart. That's smart.
It's very smart.
He did an interview with Tucker Carlson or whatever his
Carlson.
Name is.
I saw that one.
Sean Hannity, same person.
And that was edited as well.
I got stuff for that because, yeah, anyway.
I heard there's some bars that was left out on that haven't aired or popped up, quote unquote.
I don't know. Bars is the word.
Well, yeah. Not bars, but footage.
Well, yeah. No, it really came down to with LeBron and Maverick Carter and them deciding, like, but that show is also edited and shot, and it's a more, what I'd like to say, controlled environment. I mean, I know they sip a little wine and whatever,
yeah,
but it's the difference between sipping wine
and production
and drinking hard liquor. And it's just, you know, and I wanted to stay this way because for Noriega's brand of drink champs, I don't want them to start going in and just editing stuff. And then
it's too late for that,
because it would do damage to the brand. Not that I care anything about their brand,
right.
But also when you're just telling wild hip hop stories,
yeah,
and talking about how I wrote this in 15 minutes or like, you know, this is how the groupies and different, like, that's different. When you get into the political the religious, and just anything that could be considered inflammatory. And that's not really what Drink Champs is for.
He even said on to talking to Charlamagne in here, he probably mentioned it, that he didn't want to get into it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so, I mean, like, a lot of people are giving him, you act like Noriega and Ed Bradley, you know, God bless the dead. You know, that might be too old of a name for me to bring up.
Yeah, they don't know who Ed Bradley is.
Yeah, Ed Bradley, he was a brother on 60 Minutes when I was growing up. I always
had the earring.
Yeah, yeah. So I you know, when I think about the top journalist, I always think of Ed Bradley. But
he's not that.
But so, who's some, Lester Holt. He's not Lester Holt.
Okay.
Okay. You know, the brother who does NBC Nightly News. Okay, let's not put all, like, he says he's a journalist.
He's not.
Let's stop using that.
That word is.
I mean, technically he is. But technically
that
he is.
That word is used so wrong on so many levels as it relates to content.
But, you know, you are a content. There's a difference between being a journalist and a content creator.
He's not a journalist, bro.
Like what we do here. What I wouldn't say what we do here is journalism. We are content creators. We have a platform. But I'm not. I would never say that we're a journalistic outlet.
Here's what I wanted to. Terry jumped in, and this is what I was getting around to. You know, alone before we get back to the audio. Accountability, holding him accountable, and pressing is what I said, right? So the clip that I saw, I just, you could throw the whole clip away from what I saw when he talked about this. By now, Nori was, he was gone, right? And you have to be, you don't want to necessarily put that pressure on him, but at the same time, I didn't feel like he was 100% held accountable in the clip that I saw.
See, that's the
thing,
though.
It was a lot of slurred talk. It was a lot of, no, we feel you, but man, we just need you to. And I'm like, there's no pressure being applied.
Because he was hammered at that point.
Yeah, he doesn't pressure anybody, though.
No, I understand what y'all saying, but I thought that might have been the time where it's like, yo, if you're going to jump into that bag and have Kanye
here. He said it. All right, so I'll say, I watched the whole thing.
Okay, okay.
So I know there was times where he didn't say stuff, and I know there was time where he stepped in like, hey, be cool, those are our friends.
Gotcha, okay.
No, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
He didn't just let him say a whole bunch of stuff and just agree with him the whole time.
Okay.
What he's more apologizing to or for, I believe, is for even letting him say any of that and not doing it earlier on, which he gets to in that video.
He mentions
Okay.
He mentions that, I think, in this, what we're about to mention. I don't know.
That's good clarification, because I told y'all I hadn't seen it. So
yeah.
That's what's up.
I feel like my whole take on this is that this is, we can tell this is a grab for views.
100%.
And just to try to get the clout of getting Kanye West on. He didn't care going into it what Kanye was going to say, and he knew where Kanye was going to go. They all knew. We all knew, especially based upon him just being on
Tucker Carlson,
Sean Carlson, and Tucker Hannity recently. Like we knew that this is what he was going to do. We knew this after the shop canceled him. We knew that that's what it was going to be. We mentioned this last week, so I feel like there's some sort of you know, if Drink Champs is going to be the show where they get sloshed and they talk about hip hop stories, that's one thing. But I feel like they didn't hold themselves accountable for what they were getting themselves into in that moment, which was bringing a super controversial person on that it has super controversial takes that are anti-Semitic and
anti-black
and cater towards white supremacy.
Was any hip hop talked about, or was this all just him on the soapbox?
The only hip hop talked about, which wasn't even necessarily true, was him saying that Ice Cube put the battery in his back as far as being on anti-Semitic
stuff.
Didn't
Cube come out
stuff
and say, don't be mentioning me or
well,
something?
He did. He came out, I believe, today. Like,
okay,
don't get me all mixed up in this. I ain't never been anti-Semitic.
That's what I thought.
Well, he's made a statement before about something, but this level.
Y'all remember death certificate?
Don't do that.
This level of.
No, it wasn't at this level.
No, it is this level of what Kanye's on.
Okay.
It's a little different.
Damn, what you thinking?
It's a lot different.
I mean, because it was, because the thing is, when you listen to No Vaseline.
Uh-huh.
Okay. First of all, I mean,
he was how old then?
I mean, yes, we can put it, we can chalk that up to a little bit of age and young
youth.
Maturity.
You know, do I think Ice Cube would make 40s. That? Do I think Ice Cube would make that song today? No.
Ice Cube in his 40s? No.
I don't think Ice Cube would make that song. I don't think he'd make Horny Little Devil. I don't think he'd make Black Korea. Mm-hmm. I don't think he'd make those songs today.
Right.
You know, so there's a maturity. I mean, I don't think when you listen to the second NWA album, I think everyone who was the remaining members of NWA who were in the group at that time, Sonic sonically, I think that's some of Dr. Dre's best work. Thematically, I think they're all ashamed of it.
Yeah. But I don't, he's not talking about his music. He's not saying that
he's talking
he put the battery in his back from his music. He's saying he put the battery in his back from something that Ice Cube was talking about going into this last election. That's what he's referring to. He's not talking about musically.
I remember that because he had that meeting. Is it when he had that meeting with Trump and all that other stuff like that?
Right.
Something that was said, surrogate, that was taken
a certain way.
Yeah, I remember that.
Ice Cube was like, no, I've never been the anti-Semitic person that you're talking about. I didn't put no battery in your back to say nothing. Leave me out of this. Pretty much.
Let's get back to it.
Charlamagne has done drink tests. And we literally don't edit nothing, but we will start from here on out because we understand that there's people that's hurt out there.
Yeah, so, I think it's not a freedom of speech thing, nor it's more like a misinformation.
Not a misinformation, it's a lie.
It's not a lie.
What he said about George Floyd was a lie. What Kanye West said about George Floyd dying of fentanyl and not the physical impact of the officer Derek Chauvin was just a bold-faced lie.
That's facts.
And by the way, guys, you know, I'm not, this is not Think Champs. This is Drink Champs. You know what I'm saying? This is not Political Champs. This is Drink Champs. So we purposely don't bring up politics. We purposely don't bring up religion.
Which goes back to my point, right?
Right.
Because obviously, that's his only talking point. That's what this was going to be about.
There's nothing else Kanye West has going on right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, but this political. Isn't like an album run.
He's talking about running in 2024. Yeah. Well, I really can't say, but my hat says it. You know what I'm saying?
I do like Lone's point about the accountability from a standpoint of the show, knowing what you're getting into.
That's like we would never, you know what I'm saying? Think about like a handful of months ago when people, the Kid Rock thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, yeah, why don't you guys have him on? And I'm sitting here thinking, we would never have him on the show.
Mm-hmm. No matter if we talked about that topic or not.
No matter how much views and we wouldn't have him on this show.
True.
We don't do that. But two, like,
why would he align
with how we think. Exactly. So there's nothing to talk about.
So this is an open.
And we wouldn't want to give him a platform to get on here and
act a fool.
And
for sure.
Basically get off his... Whatever
message, agenda, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever Kid Rock is doing right now.
Yeah. We don't want that.
We don't want that.
No.
And I disagreed with Kanye. I felt like I should have said something a lot earlier. I didn't because I didn't want him to walk out. I didn't want to have a Birdman moment.
So Nori, you know, people would say that, you know, we're talking to Nori from Drink Champs, of course, he who just released the interview with Kanye. People would say, well, why do the interview at all? Especially with all the hate speech that he's been spewing the last couple of days. And, you know, he's been...
You had Tucker Carlson edit out all his anti-Semitic comments. You saw the shop say that they wasn't going to put out the hate speech. We saw all of the things Kanye was texting and, I mean, tweeting and everything else. Why even do the interview? So at all.
Why even do the interview?
That's a great question. And the thing is, you know, that's like people talking about Charlamagne. People talk about Charlamagne and say Charlamagne is an asshole. But then Charlamagne doesn't show that to me. So I gotta treat Charlamagne how Charlamagne treats me. If Charlamagne treats me, this is where he failed right here. Charlamagne is a
what Kanye is doing, okay, he knows that Kanye is going to be political.
Mm-hmm.
He's standing up saying, I want to have a conversation with him because he's my friend.
Right.
So he's trying to use the whole narrative. If somebody calls Charlamagne an asshole, I don't know that he's an asshole.
Right.
He's still my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, I'm still going to associate with him. He's using that for the same thing, purpose of him having him on the show. And he knew what he was going to talk about, though. It's not just you and a friend having a conversation.
This isn't us in the room drinking some drinks and talking about stuff. This is like literally...
That comes off a lot bigger than something that affects people.
Yeah.
That comes off as a way to kind of sneak out the back door and absolve yourself from everything that happened.
Oh, that's exactly
what this is. That comes off to me.
Yeah.
It's like, be clear, though, like, just so y'all know, this is
now,
why.
Now, maybe, to defend Nori a little bit, maybe he never really thought about it from this angle before, because I don't know if he's had any...
I think he was hype off the notion that Kanye wanted to come be on the show.
Hype about them views he was about to get.
He had already said in that same video that Charlamagne told him not to do it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Mm.
And he did it anyway.
Well.
But was it... Go ahead, Lone.
Yeah, let's keep moving.
Yeah, keep moving.
gentlemen, I don't understand Charlemagne's rhetoric when he's not around me. You understand what I'm saying? And that's pretty clearly what it was. I did not think. And other than the George Floyd comment, I thought I conducted a very great interview. You know what I'm saying? I thought that he laughed, he smiled, he drank, he smoked. You know, this was 8 o'clock in the morning.
Don't say that though, because he still said a lot of anti-Semitic rhetoric in the interview as well. You know what I mean?
And if you look, by the way, I had four Jewish people there. Steve Rifkin was in the room. Steve Rifkin, who Wu-Tang Clan,
I didn't know that
was
part.
In the room. My friend Eric, who is Jewish, is in the room. My friend Diego, who is Jewish, was in the room. And I looked at them to tell them, like, yo, tell me whenever he's going across the line. And they're looking and they're saying, okay, we understand where he's coming from. But none of it, I don't support none of it. I don't support the George Floyd comments. I don't support the anti-Semitic. That's all I have is Jewish friends. All I have is black friends. That's it.
Nori, I was going to ask you, when it comes to these George Floyd comments, we see the family may be suing.
That's kind of what I saw that as.
No, I have Jewish friends.
He was like, I looked at these two people, these two individual Jewish people to as my gauge for...
As the token.
Is this enough? Is this... Tell me when they go far enough for all the Jewish people.
Like, are there enough Jewish people in here room that this is okay?
He just went to the extreme in order to make his point to say, that's all I have is Jewish and black people. Right. You know what I mean? Come on, bro. I don't buy that.
But maybe Nori will approach situations like this differently moving forward. Maybe. Okay. I don't know. That's kind of what I was saying.
Is that going to include you in this lawsuit? Did you hear about that?
I definitely heard about it, and this is the reason why.
That's why I'm talking to you now.
I'm talking to y'all.
It's about the hurt. Let me clear the air, man. You know what I mean? I was locked down.
Why do you think I'm talking to you?
Yeah. I support the George Floyd movement. I saw that video too. You know what I mean? Like, I seen that cop's knee on his neck. I seen him calling out for whoever.
Shout out to Saint.
I'm embarrassed of myself. You know what I'm saying? I've done these interviews before where I come back and I redeem myself. And then on this one, I waited too long. I waited too long to actually address
You're right,
him.
Nate.
I spoke to Kanye yesterday morning. I told him I'm going to do this, but I'm also going to, you know, refute these comments because I was disgusted by it as if I wasn't even in the room when I heard it. When I heard it, I was like, wait a minute. Damn, I was there? And again, I'm just trying to be a journalist. I'm saying, you know what? We just won an award.
Not a journalist, sir.
Look, bro, if you can't remember something if that you're in the room and you're so drunk.
You're not a journalist, bro.
You're not a journalist, bro. You just...
Yo, you a drunk... a drunk former MC.
I'm talking about
before I watch Tucker Carlson, though.
100%. What I'm saying is it's based around drinking. So he's going to get... At some point, he's going to get there.
Because it's more entertaining, Terry.
It is. Yes.
But what depends
on... It's also why these shows are always 3 hours long because
that's true.
Like,
it ain't like Nori don't have credibility. Now he was a dope MC. Like, it's not like he's not.
This wasn't a hip hop conversation
at all.
No, that's the problem.
Like Nate says in the chat, he's not Dan Rather.
Nah, he's not.
He's not. So, I mean, we have to curb our expectations.
Like Dan Rather was like, I don't remember asking him questions.
It'd be a problem. You
he
know,
just
like,
told you it was 8 o'clock in the morning and we was drinking.
Yeah.
How many times you done woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning to start drinking?
Well, in my younger days.
Yeah, but I didn't start drinking 8 o'clock and then be like, all right, let me go do my job.
Nah, sure. More of a tailgating situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's get lit at 8, little, about 12 o'clock. I'm going to go
kegs
give
and eggs. I've gotten down. I'm not going
to
lie.
Let's, about 12 o'clock, I'm going to go give a speech to my church. After. You know what I mean? What are we
let
doing?
Let me address
here,
the congregation. It's Men's Day. I'm going to get up there
off this douce.
This douce. It is Hennessy. Anyway.
Yes, sir. I'm going to play the organ. Come on, man.
Not the organ.
Cut it out, man.
Yeah, we won the award because we deserve it. So I'm sitting there thinking, I heard Steven Jackson say something about me, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going back at Steven Jackson. I'm not going to make a rebuttal. I'm going to tell that brother you're right because I should have checked him. I should have, and I eventually did. But by the time I checked him, I was already inebriated. So you're not hearing the sincerity in my voice. But even if you go look at it, you can see that Nori is very serious. It's just that Nori is also he's also drunk at the same time. It's called drink champs. It's not called politic champs.
What are you going to do to move forward?
He's right about that.
Nori, are there other interviews?
But even though he's right about that, that doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. Soft, you know what I mean? Like, but he is right about that. But
I mean, he is right.
I mean, you can come. Like, look, y'all brought him in. I can give a quick rebuttal on something I said last week on this show, where I said the cop that shot the kid. I thought he was a white kid, but everyone in the comments was like, "Oh, he's Hispanic."
Well,
yes, he's Hispanic, but that doesn't really like. Did you hear the rest of what I said?
Right, but still, right, but right. But can we clear some stuff up? Hispanic just means you speak Spanish. All right, so he's Latin.
And the thing he's is, Latino. Cause, I like that. Because the like thing that. Is, I've
I'm just saying,
family member who is considered to be of Latin descent, but he's from Spain. Spain is Europe. He speaks Spanish.
He speaks Spanish, so he's Hispanic. So he
but
speaks,
he's Hispanic, but he's still of European descent.
For sure.
Harvey
but, you know, that's not what we're here to say.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, for all the people who were talking crazy in the comments.
That's what I mean. Like, I saw all those comments in the comments talking crazy while they were literally saying the wrong thing.
Right.
When people get Kanye on their platform, nobody checks Kanye
at all,
except for Van Lathan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, shout to Van Lathan.
You're not gonna hit me, are you?
And Sway. Sway is the only one. And this is before Kanye went completely off the side. He was checking him like, hold on now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to explain something to you and you tripping.
Yeah, now he's saying Sway but was nobody. Right.
Now he literally said that.
Everybody lets Kanye do Kanye. And that's the problem.
To his own detriment and to the detriment of platforms.
And what happens here is even if Kanye says something that has some relevance and makes sense, gets lost in translation behind all the other stuff that he spewed out.
Yeah.
Well, because he actually said some things
in that interview.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It gets lost.
Yep.
He said some things in this interview that made a lot of sense. Even talking about the music and how it's controlled and the content and you're only hearing about killing this, that, and other. That makes sense. But it gets lost with all this other stuff that he spread around.
It goes just to Kanye's own point when he's saying, if you're not a billionaire, why would I listen to you or something along those lines? Mm-hmm. If you can't speak in appropriate ways to get your message across, why would me as somebody who can listen to you? It's the same exact
Fair.
Thing.
Fair.
And so that's like, he's just a walking hypocrisy at this point.
I have a question. I don't want to, here's my question, right?
Okay.
So I want to talk about the concept because 2 weeks ago we mentioned Russ as it related to blackballing. Remember you guys had the conversation, the show I was out, right? So the concept of the Jewish media, Where do you stand in that? Because he's hell bent.
It's not a specific Jewish media, for one.
That's what I'm asking, because he's hell bent on painting the narrative that the Jewish media keeps him from doing everything that he wants to do.
And it's Trump talk.
It is.
You have to understand that. Okay. He is a product of Trump.
And Candace Owens.
Owens.
Really?
He wants to do the same thing that Trump does. He wants to be out here saying whatever he wants to say and have a lot of people following behind him, cheering. You know what I'm saying? Trying to hype him up to keep going. But he's even losing those people.
Yeah.
When Trump says he's going a little bit overboard.
That's when you know.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a spoken. I mean, everybody knows in the media spaces. And Tucker Carlson. I mean, when you think about the fact that Tucker Carlson literally edited his show because there were anti-Semitic remarks in there.
On Fox.
You should understand that if Tucker Carlson, and he is... he is out there in the
and
sense
he's talking,
of, he'll say racist stuff and just let it go.
Because you know what the replacement theory is about. And you know the things, the whole, the Jews will not replace us, what they said in Charlottesville. Come on now. And these are Tucker Carlson's people.
Yeah.
And look.
The blacks aren't, so he'll let the racist stuff go as far as that.
So if Tucker Carlson is like, no, we can't do this.
You should know better. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah. That's the bar you just...
I mean, because it's absolute facts.
That's the bar.
It's a lot of people... It's anti-Semitic, which is wrong altogether.
Agreed.
But there are a lot of people that are pulling a plug on him that wouldn't put a plug if he had said something else.
I like that.
But I have a theory on that.
Uh-huh.
And this is... And like I said, maybe this... Once again, we need our controversial moments every week as well.
Oh, yeah, here come the chat. I mean, here come the...
All white people are racist.
Yeah, but,
just go ahead and say it, brother.
But I guarantee...
that's my thing.
Say Kanye, and this is all... a rollout, and say the 15-year-old Jewish kid, and he says to his mom, hey, I want to get some of those new Yeezy whatever's. I guarantee you there have been conversations in Jewish households to where they're not buying their kids Kanye West shoes because of the things he said.
I believe that.
Black people, on the other hand, They'd be like, well, Bobby wants the shoes, and you know, he did get a B on his arithmetic, and you know,
depending on what family you're in.
But see, the thing is, it, when you talk about the Jewish community, it doesn't depend on what family you're in. Mm. They're not buying the shoes. It's a wrap.
I don't know. It might be the same way over there, too.
You saying it like it's 100%.
I'm
like,
saying it, but I
is
look,
that how you feel?
I'm saying it because, look. I'm saying it because, and you can get mad about how our Jewish brothers and sisters stick together, but when they decide, okay, this is what we're not going to do, now maybe I'm wrong because, hey, I see a lot of my Jewish friends who like German cars, but I'm just saying in the here and now, there are going to be, I think there's going to be a conversation in Jewish households where their children will not be wearing Yeezys this holiday season. Black, you know, just like black people, we couldn't even hold the line on Gucci until they acted
right.
Here's
to my rebuttal to that. Now, do I think that when situations like this come up, do we as black folks 100% band together? No.
Yeah, because you can be anti-black and you still get black money.
At the same time, though, to Terry's point, when he talked about the household, I do feel like there are some, if you want to call it anomalies, like there are things
If I was 15, well, first of all, I wouldn't get a $200 pair of shoes anyway. Not Mr. and Mrs. Moore.
You can't spin the wheel and get them Yeezys, bro.
Ron and Verlina wasn't going for it. All right, you know, just because of the price tag. But even if that was something, you know, even if I say I wanted it with my own money, my parents wouldn't. It's like, no, there's certain things that we not go, you know. Right. And for what he said about George Floyd, I would have to sit down and we'd have to have a conversation about that.
Terry.
But there are some people who would be like, look, just keep the peace. He wants the shoes. Get him the shoes.
Jerry, yeah. Jump in there, man.
Like I said, we don't hold the line.
I don't know very many families that are that open to that little Jimmy wants the shoes and he's just getting them. But I understand where you're coming from.
I do too. Okay. But
even if we take it out of children, adult Jewish people would be like, oh yeah, I got the money for these, but I heard what he said and he said what he meant, so I'm not buying those shoes.
Be clear, I know plenty of adult
Got to hold the line on our consumerism when anti-blackness is when there's a face of anti-blackness.
Everybody at
on
this
it.
Table know some folks that still go cop whatever Yeezy has going on. No,
they're
gonna
sell out.
See,
they're gonna sell out every time.
It doesn't matter. It's gonna sell out every single time.
So just so black people could be like, you ain't up on this, just like Kanye said in his song.
Kanye literally tells you exactly what he's gonna do in all of his songs. He's literally laid it out for you. Since the beginning.
I'm just saying.
When he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl.
Yeah, he did, and he did exactly.
Is that what he did? Exactly what he said,
and that's why he has the White Lives Matter shirts because his wife.
Wait till I get my money right. Yep. Yeah. Then you can't tell me nothing.
He can't. Yeah.
He's literally been telling you exactly what he's going to do this whole time.
For lack of a term, he has been giving you the blueprint.
The blueprint.
I was just about to say that.
You can't tell him nothing.
It's The Rock.
but for real, like, honestly, black people, if we're not willing to hold the line on anti-blackness, then what can we really complain about? I don't think that's ever going to happen as far as everybody being accumulative
and holding the line on any one issue, because somebody is always going to find a way to support this or something or whatever. I mean, we go through that with R. Kelly. You know how many people still support R. Kelly? Yeah.
Look, I hear you DJs sneaking in R. Kelly songs back in the set.
Hey, man,
I was at the store.
I ain't going to talk about that.
Yo, this is a real story, though. I was at the gas station. You know the black folk, your uncle, they got the motorcycle with the speakers. It's real loud. You know what I'm saying? And he out here just stunting.
Old black man, please turn that music down.
And it's getting cold
that.
Now, so he might have tried to been getting him the last couple ones in.
He out there listening to R. Kelly.
Bro, he was playing Seems Like You're Ready loud in the mug.
On that Harley. Screaming. Trouble.
You know me, I rolled my windows up. Look,
for a quick minute. Like,
it was an old window.
Yeah, yeah. I had to roll my windows up.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
For a quick minute, a song that wasn't even a single, Leg Shaking, was all over. Look, we
seen a remix to it today that blended that with Michael Jackson's
Rock With You. And it was fire.
Man, was it fire.
Shout out to Kenny Kicks. That's where I saw
it. Sheesh.
Yeah, so.
That mug was hidden.
Jay Moore, do you believe when I said I cranked the windows up when I heard that because I didn't want to be associated with that song?
You mean
on
you
that
hit
Harley.
The button? Don't be look. You doing a little better than to be cranking windows up.
The Gobernator is on my head. He laughed.
Shout out to those 1983 Buick Regals. You know what I mean?
Gobernator ain't rolled up a window in his life. Trying to clown on me.
Like, do they still like? In case you build a car from scratch, they still aren't at this point in 2022.
You can still get some roll up windows.
Wow,
can the Gobernator don't know about that. I know that.
I never.
But you have to specifically order it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about y'all, but I've had cars with electric issues where I literally had an entire window just stuck.
Yeah, I've had that too, and had to go to the electric, whatever it's called, electrical dude.
Look at your boy.
Get it up for you and be like, don't touch the button no more until you fix it.
Look at your boy, the Gobernator, talking about, I just used my finger. Easy. Yeah. Cut it out, man.
Anyways. No, I had a car where I never got fast food in the winter because.
Open the door.
No, because. Like,
it goes super slow.
It goes really. And I was like, I wasn't sure if I could get it back up. So I was like, no.
Going bad in it, man.
Yeah, so we're not getting any fast food
GTO,
in the winter.
My GTO is like that. The passenger window would be like. Super slow. But anyways, let's continue.
Let's get back before we forget.
Here's what you plan to kind of combat this. What do you plan to do? Because I see you reaching out on Twitter to people that you feel like need to come up. Sean King, you know,
Dr. Sean King. I want Sean King to come up. I want Dr. Umar. I want Talib Kweli. I want David Banner. I want Killer Mike. Because they all know.
I want none of them to come to the show.
I don't want any of the
Twitter. They all know I'm on the black, you know.
If you're going to do that, you need to have them all on at the same time.
No, this
with Kanye. Because that's the problem. Everybody does these things and talk about what happens after Kanye's already said.
David Banner and Killer Mike would be fine to me.
I do not want to hear Sean King on Drink Champs.
I don't need that.
We don't need like.
Asking me for some money? No, I don't want none of that.
But even further, we don't need Nori to be in this political figure.
That's what they say to him. Too.
Oh, for real? Yeah, like we don't need that. We just stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. Like I don't need Nori to interview Killer Mike.
Unless it's
hip hop related.
Yeah, if he's got hip hop coming out.
I love hearing Killer Mike talk.
Me too.
I don't know if everybody
does.
But
I do too.
To your point, I don't want Nori being like, when you had on the White Lives Matter t-shirt. I'm just saying.
Is that your drunk Nori impression?
When you had the White Lives Matter t-shirt on, I'm just saying.
Nori, you can tell that Nori just, he knew in his head kind of what he wanted to say sometimes, but he just didn't have the vernacular at the time.
He had a Kanye moment with Kanye.
My mama would say, bless his heart. That's what she would say.
But it was a bless your heart moment.
And he's been drinking that Douce.
He was just like, it's wrong, but I can't tell you why.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's.
Hey, man, they award winning. Shout out to Nori.
Group chat. They all know that. You know what I'm saying? The fact is. I did fail.
I don't want to see Drink Champs go down that path. I like Drink Champs being the happy podcast that it is. And what you tried to do, what you tried to do was give hip hop culture a voice. But the reality is he don't need that right now. That's not what we should be giving a voice to right now. We shouldn't have had Kanye on the platform to begin with. Not at a time like this with the rhetoric that he's spewing. Nah.
True.
Yep.
I like that. If
you care about Kanye, if you care about him, like at this point, I don't care nothing about him. I think, like, you know, because I said it last week, like, okay, he did Fox. Now he's going to try to come back. And I didn't actually think he was going to be on Drink Champs this quickly. But
I did actually. I thought
you said they announced Breakfast Club.
No, I said, watch him try to be on Breakfast Club or Drink Champs.
The reason I think Drink Champs, I thought it would happen fast is because one of them went kind of well. Then when he got shut out by LeBron and them, I'm thinking, he was like, no, I got to go somewhere where I can get it off.
Let me go
back and kick it with Nori because that's my homie. He going to let me talk. And that's exactly what happened.
Kanye's going to have like, we're going to hear interviews where he's talking crazy about LeBron now in the future because...
Yeah.
Well, he didn't mention LeBron at all. He mentioned
Maverick.
He mentioned Mav.
What did he say about Maverick?
He was just saying that they didn't want to air the show. He said he didn't say anything inflammatory or derogatory. He was killing Meek Mill.
Oh, man, that's what I heard.
Puffy.
Yeah.
Early, but by the
which
end of the interview.
Which is why I couldn't believe it was on Revolt.
By the end of the interview, because Nori and them own Drink Champs, so regardless of if it makes it to Revolt or not, he still can publish it.
Mm.
But by the end of the interview, he's talking about how much he loves Meek Mill and Puff Daddy. But he didn't say nothing bad about Boosie. Boosie was on his neck too.
Oh, really?
Speaking of Boosie,
you don't want it with Boosie.
Nah. Yeah, because he was telling him, "Come kill me. If you're gonna kill me, come kill me, shoot me down, and you the feds. He was calling Meek Mill the fed.
He called Puff the feds, though.
Sure did.
Yeah, he called both of them the feds. But then by the end of the interview, he's talking about how Diddy is his idol, and I decided I had to go get a house because how I'm a beef with Diddy and I ain't even got a house.
Lone said it earlier when he talked about the contradiction and just how it goes around in the circle.
Circles.
Man, I'm telling you, that whole 3 hours is a whole bunch of circling back.
But that's he just has circular arguments in everything he does. Yeah. He is
That's why the good points get lost.
We have to figure out a way to, man, how can we get Kanye? Oh, maybe we just stop talking about him.
Yeah.
Look, he wants to have these hot takes out there, and he wants to speak what he considers to be, he wants to be a free thinker and say things that are contradictory. And
he doesn't want to be a free thinker.
That's what he wants to be. But he's not a free thinker. He hasn't had one.
He says the same thing that white supremacists say.
Because if
he just listens to all the same podcasts and talk points.
The Hebrew Israelite
talk. And all these same people. He mixed all that together. He just created his own mantra.
And first of all, man, don't be trying to do the Hebrew. First of all, somebody who wants to talk about the Hebrew Israelites, ask Kanye what the fringes mean. If he don't know about the fringes, then stop it right there.
Most of the free thinking is not original thought, though.
Kanye does a lot of what I've talked about on this show many a time, is he has meme knowledge. He'll see something on the internet as a meme, and he's like, okay, I'm going to run with that. And if you get, like, I remember there was a whole bunch of black celebrities that went with this, you know, 4 or 5 Christmases ago, where somebody had posted something that said, yeah, we shouldn't participate in Black Friday because Black Friday is the day the slaves are on sale. And I was like, dog,
nobody researched none of that.
I ain't going to hold you.
No, y'all didn't research none of that. It is not what that means.
I'm not going to hold you. Yeah. Terry has saved me multiple times from
meme knowledge.
From meme knowledge, because I jumped out a couple times. That's how I know he's a real friend, because he messaged me in true Terry form and was like, man, take that down. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, bruh, did you read this? Do you see where it came from?
See the source.
I said, brother, yeah, Ankh 72 put up in.
He called. I appreciate him because
it's a lot of free thinkers out there that do exactly that, though.
Bro,
the first time they see something that they can align with free thinking, they share it. And they think free thinking or this whole congregation of sorts, or it's really damn near a cult at this point, because anybody that's in the free thinking community says is automatically fact.
Yeah.
But you cannot prove any of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Even in the Candace Owens, in her little documentary about George Floyd, she ought to be getting sued too, because this is where he got all this so-called knowledge from. He talked about George Floyd when he was screaming for his mother. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend's name is Mama, so he wasn't actually screaming for his mother. What does that have to do with anything? Yeah. Even if that was the case,
look,
what does it have to do with somebody putting their knee on your neck and suffocating you?
Bro, she is a horrible human being.
Look, she's terrible.
Look, see, this is the thing. All of our black female viewers and listeners.
This is the last one right here. We're going to go to the next
episode. Some of y'all were like, man, you know, Kanye just needs a black woman in his life to set him straight. And y'all manifested Candace Owens into his life.
Mm. All right. Fair enough, man. Look, you stupid. That's stupid. That's stupid. All right, man. This has been a good conversation. I like the Lone. I like the video. Pretty good. We can iron out the kinks.
We can figure out how. Yeah, yeah. I like it too.
You want to partner up real quick since we went a little over?
Sure.
All right.
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indie CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the new old heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
All right, we are back. Shout out to our partners. We appreciate them as always.
No doubt.
I wish y'all could see Jay Moore drinking out his glass avocado water bottle, man. It's
avocado water?
Avocado water.
Yeah, it's fancy, bro. Like,
it's just water, man. It's just
$11, $12, man. Got to be.
What? Avocado water?
That's something that just came to my mind. Wouldn't that be healthy?
Probably.
All right.
You wanted to say no, though.
You wanted to say like, no.
You've never seen anybody.
But
you know.
I also
have. You know 40s come in glass bottles, right?
Exactly. You know, you've been or you hey, come on, man. You've been outside for
I'm
a minute. You should
keep
know
healthy,
better than
bro.
This.
That's all. And it ain't about the 40s.
Just trying to stay hydrated.
So what does glass have to do with
but
being
you need
very fancy?
You need to drink in those bringing down the band glasses. Or maybe those new old head glasses.
Here's one with my face on it.
Here's a mug with my mug on it.
You can
there we go.
You can support the show.
All right,
man. And get your drink on in some healthy glasses. This makes your alkaline water actually. Exactly. It changes the entire pH of everything.
It's a great experience.
Touching it might actually even turn it blue. So yeah,
drink
that.
Responsibly.
NewOldHeads.com.
It can get you some.
So I don't know if you guys caught it, but remember when Diddy was on the Breakfast Club and he talked about Mace owing him the bread and all that? Remember that? He had a point that I actually agreed with, and it related to the sound of New York and New York music, hip hop. And he said, here's a couple quotes. He said, New York, we're in last place. I'm here to tell y'all, and that ish comes to an end today. And you know it's associated with him and a record.
What's he
going
to do?
I knew you was
exactly.
Gonna
I'm like,
we're going to start doing us. The way you hear the beat in your head, do you. The way you move, do you. The way you dress, do you. Don't be doing them. God bless them. I think
it's too late.
Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Hold on, wait a minute. And this is related to the South, I think, because we all know the South is where it's at.
But they've got something to say.
Good job. That was a bar. Y'all caught that?
It really wasn't a bar.
Yeah. It was just
a really corny dad joke. That's all it was.
Yeah, exactly. That was an awesome hip-hop dad joke.
That's all it was. All I'm full of is dad jokes, man. I've had like 5 this episode.
Shout out to Outkast. He says, a New York cat is not supposed to be following nobody, nowhere, for nothing, because we come from a rich culture of artists and designers and creatives. New York was always leaders, and we don't need to blend in, B. We're from New York.
It's too late.
He's like, that's what I'm doing. It's too late. I'm going to lead the way. I'm doing me. New York, unapologetically.
Diddy has already had his stamp on hip-hop. I give him that. But unless he's out there actually doing the groundwork and finding these people that are so-called going to carry the flag for New York, it's a wrap for that, man.
I think
it's still in the South, really.
But I think he's
just
right.
Moved to Memphis.
But I think he's right when he says New York has become a bunch of followers. I agree with that.
I mean, that's the whole country, man.
I agree with you.
When you're able to literally pull up anybody at any given time and see what they're on social media.
Yeah.
Everybody pretty much becomes a whole thing. The same thing.
Lone, he's not the person.
I just don't think it matters.
It doesn't.
I think it's like a dumb point at this point. Like, we're beyond that. We've evolved beyond New York mattering versus Atlanta versus LA versus like, no.
Does that mean that we've evolved from regional music?
No, there's still going to be regional music.
There's always going to be regional
but
music.
But the New York sound just ain't it right now.
And Does New York have a sound?
Nothing to do with Puffy. I mean, they on their drill stuff now.
That's his point.
Which they got from Chicago. But a lot of people picked up a lot of stuff from New York and have carried that torch and evolved it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, until their time comes back, I mean, you're just going to have to ride this out.
Do you guys think it's going to swing back around?
No.
Okay. All right.
It'll evolve to something else.
Look, I'll just be honest. There's always, because a lot of times.
Like 90s boom bap? No.
The people who are from New York who make an impact.
Don't
y'all
even
be
live
like,
in New York anymore.
Yeah, but at the same time, when Nas comes out and he puts out, you know, King's Disease 1 and 2.
And 3 is about to hit.
I mean, because he's Nas, you don't think about it that it's New York rap. Or when Jay-Z comes out, you don't think about it. Y'all don't be like, yeah, New York is back. Or when Fab comes out even. Maybe Fab. But, you know, Cardi B sold all them records. Cardi B been in the club for 5 years straight. But y'all don't consider that New York.
It's just a weird argument.
I'm just saying, like, there was a time when if you went to New York, songs from the Bay, songs from down South, you wouldn't hear them nowhere. Maybe there'd be a DJ who'd show some love if a song got big enough, if it was on Cash Money or something. New York, Connecticut, New Jersey was like his own super duper local market.
Yeah.
That's what Flex said.
You know, but
Nori
now.
Nori was even talking about, hey, he was the first one that was working with Southern artists.
You know, but now.
Juvenile.
Dog, come on. Like, if it really was Chess, Atlanta, Memphis,
I'm a fan.
To paraphrase our brother Tupac.
Yeah. I'm a fan of, I think music is at its best. Regions pop out and have signature sounds. Now, that might be the
why. Cali will get the torch back before New York does.
You say why?
Yeah, why?
I think it's dope because you have West Coast, you had maybe this is the old folk coming out of me, but I love when West Coast music sounded like that and it didn't sound like Outkast. And E-40 and them sounded like the Bay.
But,
and Memphis and A-Ball MJG.
But technically, what does J. Cole sound like? He's from North Carolina. He cut his teeth in New York. So what does J. Cole sound like? What does this sound? What is it? What region is that?
He doesn't really sound Southern.
He doesn't. Little Brother didn't either.
I think what I would kind of argue is that I think it sounds better when everybody just sounds who they are and we just ignore all this regional nonsense. And because it doesn't really matter anymore.
Because Drake will sound like whatever region going to get him back on the radio.
That's true. Like, you know.
Whatever continent.
Whatever Drake sounds like, whatever Cole sounds like, whatever Marlon Craft sounds like, whatever Ad 2 sounds like.
Kendrick.
Yeah, they all sound like themselves. And I think that this whole idea of regionality, sure, I think there's a place in it. And maybe
because Kendrick sounds like Kendrick. He don't sound like the West Coast to me.
Yeah, he's got influences.
He's got some West Coast bounce on some stuff.
He does.
No, for sure. But not everything.
He's got some Chicago step.
Yeah,
influence on there too.
You know, but then you got Kodak Black on a song that's probably got the most commercial appeal on his record.
Yeah,
where we have this idea of wanting to put things into categories as human beings, and I think that makes us comfortable because that's what we're used to. If we can stick this into a category, then we can check it off of a list, and then we're like, all right, cool, I can move on to the next thing that I need to check off of the list. But I don't think that music is supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times the reason why regional music sounded regional is because there were a lot of people from that region that were working together in person, and they rubbed off on each other. And then when those people started expanding and going into different places, then the sounds changed and they merged those two different regions together. You know, if you think about Detroit, sometimes Detroit sounds super similar to a lot of West Coast LA type stuff and Cleveland and stuff like that, because those two areas rubbed off on each other a lot. When you think of like Motown and you think of like
Midwest,
you know, like the funk music, you know, like,
but
we're
the funk comes out of Ohio.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. The funk comes from,
funk influenced West Coast hip hop.
Exactly.
So like, that's technically a Midwest sound that influenced West Coast music.
That they, exactly. You know, they took it to his point and it enhanced it. And
you know, and then
when you think
about the Atlanta sound, like in the early 90s, you know, Babyface is from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
LA.
Atlanta is a melting pot of people.
True. LA is from Cincinnati.
Right.
And then when you take it forward, Metro Boomin is from St. Louis.
Hey.
Coach K is from Indianapolis.
Yeah. Midwest.
Come on now.
Midwest influences the world.
I agree.
I'm just saying.
So I guess that's my point of the region. I feel like the regional argument is just kind of, I think it makes sense if that's like all we're operating in, but I don't feel like that's how we're operating anymore. You know,
I guess
all over the place. And so I feel like maybe that's what we want to latch onto sometimes.
I guess my thing is this, and I agree with you. I agree with
DJ Premier is from Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Like, true. I agree with your point. But what I'm saying is when I hear art, the very few times I listen to the radio, right? I don't care where it's from. Everything sounds the same. I don't like that. It sounds like all one long song
pop,
all
the
way through.
Yeah. But it's pop music.
You're never going.
But also, you're
going
out of the demographic. You're an old person
again.
Now, and I'm not trying to be mean.
No, that's what
like,
I'm talking.
We're old people
saying.
Now. Like we don't like this. Ain't for us.
Nah, it ain't.
Okay, that's fair. I'm just saying. It I don't ain't. Like. I hate. That's why I don't listen to the radio because
you're never going to get that New York sound again, man.
But it's not even about. I know sound can evolve. Like I know there's plenty of artists on the West Coast that have evolved the West Coast sound. That's dope. Even in the Midwest or wherever the evolution of the sound is cool, but when I turn the radio on, it's like, yo, everything sounds the same.
So are you basing your entire thing off of what the radio is
I'm
sounding
not
like?
That's part of it, but I'm basing it off what people send me, what I hear, what I look up on Spotify. There's a lot of times when I tap in and listen to other music, everything sounds the same. Like, I tend to hear that more on the artists that are more established. Now, on the underground level, I might hear some anything. It might be, and it's to me, that's more refreshing, but some of the artists that are top, what you want to call top tier or upper echelon artists, a lot of this stuff just sound the same to me.
So it sounds like you're not talking about regions. You're just talking about popular and underground.
Is it maybe just the popular music part?
That's literally what you just described.
Because to me, we never had this issue when music was, it was people's areas had certain sounds to it.
Look, when I hear
that.
The Brat back in the day, you could tell there was a West Coast influence on what Jermaine Dupri was doing when he was putting together the Brat's album.
True, but I also knew
she was from Chicago.
And she was from Chicago.
The way she was rapping was
coming
Midwest
out of
Chicago,
Atlanta.
Though.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
It's just Woward is from
Ohio. I'm not saying it's the end all be all. I'm just saying I like to hear. I get excited when I hear different things as it relates.
Look,
to
and the thing is, when music. we a lot of times we talk about this. Look, there are so many in 2022. There are so many children of Dilla out here, they are from. Man. Every part of this country.
I agree with that.
And so, like, when I hear certain records, I was like, I can hear Dilla's influence on somebody who's making beats in Oakland. Sure. I can hear Dilla's influence on somebody who's making beats in Chicago and St. Louis and Washington, D.C.
That's a testament to him.
The regions have no walls now.
We're in the internet
I can respect that.
I just don't think, it's different. When people were sitting in the in a basement playing Sega Genesis listening to the Beatminers tapes, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not,
because that's all you had. You played it on repeat.
That's all you had, and it stayed where you were because there was no internet.
Lone
now
made a great point
everybody
about-
gets the exact same thing at the exact same time. If it's hot, it's hot. We're gonna play it and we're gonna make it hot. And
you curate your own lists.
We don't have to be. And the thing is, it's just not the tribalism that it used to be. There's always been regional biases in Black music, okay, when it was Berry Gordy and what they was doing in Detroit did not compare to what Al Bell was doing in Memphis when it was Stax Records. You know, what they was doing at Sound of Los Angeles Records in L.A. You know, there's always been regional differences in Black music, but now those regions really are broken down because we don't have to stay in our bubble anymore because of the internet. There a song would come out in New York and it wouldn't get to St. Louis for 2 months.
Bro, I got cousins
now
in the South.
Everybody gets the records same time.
I got cousins right now in the South that'll tell me.
Walk!
Here y'all go. I got cousins right now in the South that will tell me I ain't trying to hear all that from J. Cole. Where is J. Cole from?
Fayetteville, right?
Yeah.
Fayetteville?
Depends where you're from.
Fayetteville?
Could be Fayetteville, could be Fayetteville, could be Fayetteville.
We can go. Why did you put that on there then?
Because who knows where they're from before.
I think the best point is Lone saying how people used to work together in certain regions, like the collaborative part. Mm-hmm. That's a very good point.
I mean, you got to understand, we're talking about Diddy, who was in New York at a time where it was literally the golden era of hip-hop.
Rap.
Everybody that he used was from New York when it comes to the producers, the arrangers, the rappers. Everybody was from New York.
Yeah.
All of that has ceased to exist.
Couldn't send stems back and forth.
Right.
Through the internet.
Not fast.
Not at all. Yeah.
Or everybody people were moving to New York to get on.
Yeah.
So if everybody's in New York, then they have the upper hand.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen
anymore.
There's
no such thing as New York having the upper hand. Like in 1995, couldn't been no Glorilla.
Nah. Because remember they used to say, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. That's not the case anymore.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Now you better be on your content grind.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now if you can make it Memphis or St. Louis or
you can make it on TikTok.
Yeah.
If you can make it on TikTok, you can make it anywhere.
Look, I played y'all that little clip of that wild that dude who was rapping, and I can't even I'll talk about it next week who his name is, but like I saw his TikTok explode in the last 4 or 5 days from a video that he posted of a TikTok video that was posted by somebody he probably doesn't even know. And now I know about it. I didn't send it to a bunch of people, and now he has all these followers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens.
It happens different. It happens differently.
Yeah. I got Will I Am pulled up. I believe that's who's next.
Hey man, be on Sesame Street, and I be hating it because
why?
Because my daughter be watching it, and I just can't stand Will I Am.
Will I Am?
I don't like the song he sings on there.
Oh yeah, I don't. Yeah, I haven't seen him on Sesame Street.
Dislike him like that.
You gonna fight Will I Am?
I just think he's
corny.
Why
you gotta fight him?
I don't want to fight him.
Why do you want Terry to fight him?
I didn't say I wanted to. I asked him if he would.
Because he stole the walk and took it to Poland.
All right, man. So I got Will.
Poland. Doing Mr. Boom, Boom, Boom. Can't stand his ass.
Oh, man.
Let's talk about it, though.
All right, so we got Will I Am. I got his production discography pulled up. It has Behind the Front by the Black Eyed Peas in 98. I think he produced all of that. Black Eyed Peas, Bridging the Gap in 2000.
Yep.
Good for him.
Will I Am.
It's going to be some hate.
Will I Am solo album, Lost Change.
Ooh, that was dope. He had a song with Terry Dexter. Terry Dexter, if you know was one of the most beautiful women ever to be out here, but just didn't get it right.
It's called Lay Me Down. I think Terry ringtone is that Will I Am Must Be 21 solo joint.
Black, I don't know any of this crap.
Black Eyed Peas, Ella Funk. Let's get retarded.
Let's get it started in here.
I'm sorry.
Remember when they used to play the regular version full. And then they had to switch it up?
They had to switch it up.
Because like, it got too popular. Because
they were like, we're not going to be able to play this song in NBA arenas. Yeah, so let's get it started in here.
Hey Mama, Shut Up was a single.
They really made a song called Let's Get Retarded.
They did.
I was trying to dance around it.
Cut it out, man.
It's what it's called. It's the name of the song.
He had a joint with Santana.
Look what happens. You highlight it, and it says, let's get it started. But the name of the song on Wikipedia is Let's Get Retarded.
Hey, man.
But when you highlight it, it says, let's get started.
But I mean, remember, you know, Roxanne Shanté had the joint, and then they sampled it on the Cannabis record?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Can I bust?
Terry over cracking up. Carlos Santana. Word. He had a joint with him. John Legend.
I am somebody. I just made that up.
He did Ordinary People.
Yep.
Black Eyed Peas album, Monkey Business.
I don't even know if that's a song.
Terry definitely got that Monkey one. Business.
Pussycat Dolls.
Pussycat Dolls.
He had a joint on there.
This ain't hip hop, man.
The hit soundtrack, Mary J. Blige. I'm looking for it, man. Shaggy.
Shut Up and Dance featuring Fergie.
Ricky Martin. It's All Right.
Come on, man.
The first time Ricky Martin had a song since his... What was the song that he had way back in the day?
Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah. That was a big record.
Busta Rhymes. Here we go. I Love My B Word.
I remember that joint. Justin Timberlake.
No. Well, Too no, Short, Keep Bouncing.
Blow the Whistle.
Keeps. Album.
Diddy, Press Play. There you go, Jay Moore. Special Feelings All Night Long.
I don't want to hear Diddy rap.
The Game, Doctor's Advocate. Compton Was Cold.
And I'm chilling with
I do remember that.
Better Guy.
Compton was cold.
Hip Hop Is Dead.
Hip Hop Is Dead, the lead song. That sounds also, like
no, you know what was
and
nasty
then also,
about
who killed it?
You know what was nasty about that is like he flipped the same sample he did for Thief's Theme.
Yeah, sure did.
In a God of DeVita is a sample.
Yeah.
In the Garden of Eden.
There we go.
In all right. God so
and I know Salaam Remy was like, really? This is
all he did was slow it down.
No, he's
sped it up.
Sped it up.
We got some big ones here. We got Daddy Yankee, Who's Your Daddy?
He got paid off that. What about Bone Thugs and Harmony, Strength and Loyalty? Streets.
Man, I ain't never heard that.
I Want You, Finding Forever from Common.
I did.
I remember that. That was a good song.
Don't forget Hot Thing.
I Want You was tight.
Yeah, I Want You was dope.
Hot Thing was tight.
I like that record.
Quali. Yeah, that was dope.
That was a good album. I mean, records.
Will I Am solo album again. Songs About Girls. I don't care about that. All right. Estelle.
No, he had a song. I Got It From My Mama.
He did American Boy.
I Got It From
By Estelle. I didn't know that.
It's a Tupac
Kanye
song, right?
West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You too. Right. Flo Rida. There we go. Hits. Lone Flo Rida Roots. He got a song called Available.
In the Ire. He's got a... No, it's a Flo Rida song called In the Ire.
Black Eyed Peas.
No, A-Y-E-R. Does that...
This is going to be rough.
Is that just...
I don't like Flo Rida either, though.
I'm scrolling through, man. I'm seeing...
He did OMG.
You too.
All right.
I feel like Will I Am took a spot from somebody we should have put in here. Now that I think about it.
I mean, it's all pop stuff.
Britney Spears.
It's literally all his hits are pop except for The Common and
Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes.
Miley Cyrus, Do My
and
Thing.
Nas.
Yeah, she raps sometime. Yeah.
Nicki Minaj.
Because I don't even think, I don't even consider them rappers. Like Black Eyed Peas are technically rappers, but
The Game, Don't Trip. Stars.
Now there's some heat on that documentary
LA,
too.
The Ghetto.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not mad at that.
A lot of singles. Jesus. All these singles.
Masters of the Sun, Black Eyed Peas. Terry got that one.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's all pop stuff, though.
Yeah, I think Fam might have took a spot from somebody that was deserving of it. So, impact on peers and upcoming producers. What? Jay Moore.
Just skip Terry. Terry's like one.
We're talking about hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Three.
Shout out to Slot A.
Because, I mean, when we're talking about hip-hop.
That's at three.
Are we going to consider the Black Eyed Peas a hip-hop group?
Yes.
That's a good question. They rap long. They rap.
Yes. I'll give especially the first two albums.
Like when pop rap, was, pop hip hop. It's pop.
No, they're rap though.
After being signed to Ruthless Records.
Their early stuff was different, right?
I mean, yeah, because they didn't put anything out on Ruthless Records. Everything was on Interscope.
Five.
No, I consider them a hip hop group. I remember seeing them on the Smoking Grooves tour. They're a hip hop.
All right,
group.
Well, versatility in hip hop is...
Well, let's influence first.
Four.
I'll take
influence.
No, I said...
You said three.
What? Yeah, versatility.
Hold on, we're on influence.
We're still
on
influence.
I see versatility.
I don't know
on
what
screen,
Major said.
Man.
He didn't say anything.
I'm four. Sorry.
Versatility.
Versatility.
I'll give him a five.
The Game. You know,
Busta Rhymes, Nas.
I'll give him a five. And his own five. And his own group. Five.
Miley Cyrus. I'll give him a
five. Don't do that. I'm not counting myself. Yeah, I'm talking about just the things he did in hip hop. I'm talking about five.
Miley Cyrus could have been rapping.
Oh, she didn't do anything. I'll go five long.
I'm gonna go five.
Different hip hop styles of artists, producer works. This is yeah.
Game, Black Eyed Peas, Nas,
Busta Rhymes,
and Busta Rhymes.
I'm gonna go four.
Five.
I didn't hear anybody's numbers.
Five.
Five.
Four.
Three, two, one.
Six. Four.
What was that?
Lone, I'll do five.
Lone does an afterburner or something, whatever he's doing over there. Big hits and cult classics from the producer.
Hip hop.
Pop. Let's get it started, Jay Moore. You like that one. Right?
Let's get it started with some numbers here.
I give him a seven.
I give him a six.
Like six sounds better than seven.
I'll it do does. I give him a six.
I'll do seven though. You didn't have to tell Terry twice.
Sure did. Consistency of quality material release. He's consistent. It's just not in hip hop.
No, I mean, I'll give him consistency just because it goes from. I'll give him a seven.
All right.
I'll give him a seven.
I'll fall in at a five.
What did you say, Terry?
Six.
Oh.
Six, seven, five. Six. I just don't care about this.
Okay.
Yeah. Will I Am is not
Yeah.
Body of work from hip hop standpoint.
Hip hop.
Six.
Five.
Five.
You say five or six, Jay. Six?
Yeah, I think I said six.
He doesn't have a lot of songs, man. He's got like, I don't know. He's got the Black Eyed Peas stuff. I'll go six. Final product.
Yeah, how often are the songs great with their beats?
Five.
Yeah. He said that like he's disgusted.
Yeah.
Five. I'm also gonna go five.
I'm gonna go five.
Like if this was an overall thing,
it'd be different.
It'd be completely different. We're talking about hip hop. I know people are like, what are you talking about? Yeah, he got this and this. I was like, yeah, no, those aren't hip hop songs.
You gave him a 1.7.
And that further lets me know that this is a hog tie.
I'll do 2.7.
All right, cool. Cool. Melodies, melodic elements used.
The songs are good, though. I can't lie.
The songs are, the records he produced are dope. Yeah.
He's what, melodic.
Melodic elements.
I'll give him an 8 on being melodic.
I'll give him a 7. Yeah, I'll go 7.
Drums.
I don't know. 5.
Yeah.
I can't really speak on it. So 5.
Nothing special.
Yeah, 5.
Nothing special.
All right.
Look, I gave him an 8, and I don't even like him. But he's got melodies.
Yeah.
True.
Self a 5.4 out of here.
That's a good hog time.
Better than average.
Still a good hog time.
Sicker than your average.
Well.
Now, because the thing is, if you typed in all his R&B and pop and like.
He'd probably be in the 7s or 8s.
Yeah.
We got.
Tyler.
Tyler's coming up. The Hitmen. David Banner. Now we're getting closer to
some
of those guys.
William just ain't do it, man.
He said William.
NewOldHeads.com for all the education you need this year. If you see it, like it, subscribe, follow, all the rest of that stuff. We appreciate the support as always. Shout out to the chat. And we'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Yeah.